Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. It's a big problem in Humboldt County, too many homeless dogs and not enough shelter. Humboldt County's animal shelter reports that it's already overcrowded, so much so they're trying to make it easier for people to adopt dogs. Sergeant Ernie Stewart, who is director of the shelter, said they have 54 dogs with space for only 52.
We work in conjunction with several different rescue organizations throughout the county, and they're also full to the brim. So, you know, as many dogs as we can get out and adopted into good homes would be really appreciated.
Sergeant Stewart said the problem is cyclical, no way of telling why so many dogs are being dropped off, so few being adopted.
Adoption fees for an adult dog now are down to $78 per dog, and for that you'll get an animal that has it shot, it's licensed, and has also been spayed or neutered.
Stewart says they try to do all they can to prevent having to euthanize dogs, put them to sleep. They do so only when they have to, and that's not often.
Well, we don't euthanize based solely on lack of space. Right now, our euthanasia rates for dogs run in the 2% area, and that's always for medical reasons and or they fail temperament testing, and they're so aggressive towards people that we feel would be a danger to public safety to try to adopt them out.
Sergeant Stewart said dogs are available now, but remember that the fee for a ready-to-go dog is down to $78, shots included. A gas station was closed down and a motel evacuated on Main Street in Fortuna in early morning hours on Saturday after a woman called the Chevron station and reported an explosive device had been placed in one of the station's trash cans. A member of the county bomb disposal unit was called to perimeter off the area, and both the gas station and neighboring motel were evacuated as a precaution. Two Fortuna officers then conducted a thorough search of the business before the all-clear was signaled, and both businesses were reopened. An investigation into who made the bomb threat has begun. An argument at a North Fortuna Boulevard residence on Saturday led to the arrest of four men and the recovery of stolen property. Fortuna police were called to the scene on a report of an argument between at least three men, Mark Shelton, William Brown, and Michael Sorton. While talking with the three, the property owner, Marcus McCain, arrived on his motorcycle. McCain was subject to a search due to his probation status, and a search of his person turned up a small amount of methamphetamine, while a subsequent search of the residence turned up more meth, stolen property, drug paraphernalia, and forged and altered checks. All four men were arrested and booked into the county jail. A sheriff's deputy on patrol near the Fairhaven boat ramp contacted two people he found in a parked vehicle on Friday. The deputy spoke with the driver of the car, 28-year-old Dusty Titus, a self-described transient who told the deputy he was on probation and had recently been released from county jail on his own recognizance. The deputy then spoke with 38-year-old Susan Crowell and, after questioning her, confiscated methamphetamine she had concealed on her person, along with meth paraphernalia found in the car. A further search of the vehicle turned up some 15 grams of hash, along with dozens of OxyContin pills, and both Titus and Crowell were arrested and booked into the county jail on probation violation charges and possession charges. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It took a SWAT team to sort out this divorce, but now there is peace on Prindon Lane. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has issued a narrative for the standoff against a vacant house on Prindon Lane near the Sequoia Park Zoo Friday. A woman told authorities that her husband was inside and could be armed. But nobody came to the front door when authorities knocked. One thing led to another, and soon a uniformed SWAT team was there to take the fugitive into custody. The problem was that the man was her husband, until a divorce fight that gave the house to her. When she changed the locks, according to authorities, somebody changed them again. Police said the husband called authorities to say he was not inside the house and all is fine. So why the SWAT team for an empty house? A sheriff's spokesman said they were training in the area already, so they came over just in case. Case closed, divorced settled. Peace on Prindon Lane. And that's the news for KANS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.